Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Have you learnt, Beck, in the last 7 days?
Now, this one, it's a short one. Okay. But a very important one that all us Australians should be aware of. So as I said, I did scouting for a long time, from like the age of 6 to 18.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was in scouting.
You're an 18-year-old scout.
Well, no, I was in, it goes, I did Cubs, Scouts, and then Venturers.
I didn't even know there was a thing called
Venturers. Oh, there's one after Venturers called Rovers, and there's one before Cubs, which is Joey's. I was the first girl invested into First Cosmos.
Whoa. Okay, so let's go past Venturers. You've got Rovers. So that's an adult. Like,
that's
you're 25 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it might be 18 to 25.
You must know so much.
I don't know anything, and I was doing it for, 11 years. Including, like, when you asked me about the knots, I'm like, I really should know this. I think I only got so far because my parents, like, were the leaders.
All right.
So I think I just kind of skated on that. And just
you
got
must
through.
Have a lot of medals as well.
Badges.
Like badges.
Yeah,
badges.
I did.
Badges.
I had an armful of badges.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how I got it, probably. I think it was my parents. Anyway, this is to do with the Australian flag, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, the flags are a big thing in scouting as well. You raise the flag.
Yes.
Yeah, at the start of every meeting. I should know what that's called as well. I'm sorry, scouts. I'm not doing you any favours.
They're like, you're on our wall.
I know.
You were the first one.
I apologise. So I found out today the correct way to dispose of an Australian flag.
Oh, because you can't just throw it in the bin.
No, you can't just scrunch it up and put it in the bin. Like, there's so many rules around it. Like, it's not allowed to touch the floor.
What?
You can't let the Australian flag touch the floor.
Okay, I'm
Which
all ears.
Is also why I think a lot of veterans get annoyed that people wear the flag on, like, Australia Day.
Right,
and things
okay.
like that. So, like, once the material is all tattered and things like that, it must either be placed in a permanent place of storage, or it should be destroyed off privately in a dignified way, such as cutting it into small, unrecognizable pieces, placing it in an appropriate sealed bag or closed container, and then putting it in the normal rubbish collection.
What?
Yeah. That is the appropriate, correct way to dispose of an Australian flag.
How many people do you think are doing this?
Well, that's also what I've learned. I'm like, I want to share it with you.
Yeah.
So this is like...
So just touching base again, the two options, cut it into tiny pieces so you can't recognize it, put it in a container and throw it out.
Yep.
And there was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, or you put it away permanently in storage.
Oh, right. So you throw it in your attic and no one ever finds out about it.
Nicely, though. Fold it up nicely.
Oh, yes, folded, for
and
sure.
Officially, the official folding, which... It's like a triangle or something.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, something like that.
Very handy to know.
Alrighty, Jazeel, what have you learnt in the past 7 days that you want to share with us?
I'm glad you asked. This is the story of Violet Jessop.
Okay.
Doesn't ring a bell to you?
No, it does not.
No, it didn't with me either. You might know her other name. She goes by Miss Unsinkable. No, still nothing?
But now you know
where I'm going.
Yeah. I think. Was she on the Titanic?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So you do know the story.
I do know this story.
It's incredible. So basically, she was a stewardess on ocean liners. So this dates back to 1908. She was 21 years old, and she was like, "All right, let's go. Let's work on these cruise ships." 2 years in her journey, she decided that she was going to work for the Olympic class cruisers. So that brings us to 1910.
Okay.
This is like the elite. She made it. She was like, "Oh, I'm
She's
sick
been of- doing a great job."
Yeah. Now she gets to work on the big guys. So she was working on the British warship Hawke.
Okay.
And it was passing this the strait, and there was another ship that came past, and they collided.
In a massive ocean, and you're not going very fast at all.
They collide.
Okay.
Now, luckily, no one ended up, you know, no fatalities.
Oh, goodness.
So everyone
That's good.
Was saved. Okay, but the ships, they had some serious repair work to be done.
Oh, no.
So while the ship was getting repaired, the company said, "Hey, look, we've actually got another ship that we'd like you to go work on. It's called the Titanic."
Oh, sounds great.
So she was like, "Oh, awesome. This one's even better." So it's a sister ship. She jumped on it. Off she went. And we all know what happened to the Titanic.
Yes, we did.
Luckily, she was on one of the lifeboats, so she was saved. So she comes back off and she's like, "What am I to do? I've been in two ships. Both of them have sunk, or one of them almost sunk."
Yep.
And she goes, "No, I'm going to go again.
What are the chances?
What are the chances, right? So she signs up, and this time she served as a Red Cross stewardess aboard the Britannic or something along those lines.
Sure.
And she was going along, so she was helping save the soldiers that were injured. They put them up. She would treat them and bring them back to the UK. While they were doing that, they hit a German mine.
Oh, no.
And the boat sunk.
What's her name again?
Her name is Violet Jessop.
Oh, Violet,
Miss
Violet,
Unsinkable. But while the ship was sinking, she was in a lifeboat and she thought, oh, okay, this is the third time I'm going to make it. And then as the ship kind of sunk, the propeller was still going.
No, don't, no.
And so, yeah, it was so close. Didn't touch her vessel, but they were all trying to frantically get away from it because it almost got them.
Please tell me she didn't go back for a fourth time.
I don't know. I like to think she does, but it doesn't have any... History hasn't told whether she got into another boat and it sunk or not.
Okay, I would stay off.
But three ships.
I'd stay off the ships, please.
Right? Like, go get another job.
Good on her.
Do anything. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.